having darshan of Lakshmi and Vishnu Priya and Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva. And it's April 12th, 1996. And we just sang the song, The Glories of Sri Gauranga, from Narottam Das's Prarthana. Savarana Sri Gaura Mahima. Gaurangero Duti Pad, Jaradan Sampad. The Duti Pad, if one accepts the Dan Sampad means the treasure. If one accepts the treasure of the lotus feet of Gauranga, Dan Sampad, then what will he get? Se Jane Bhakti Rasasar. Such a person, say a jana, he will get the essence of Bhakti Ras, Bhakti Rasasar. And the essence of Bhakti Ras, when you take bhakti or devotion and you cook it down like milk, you get some condensed milk and then you get burfi. The essence of Bhakti Ras. Bhakti Rasasar. The essence of Bhakti Ras. Bhakti has many flavors, many mellows of bhakti. But by one who accepts the Dan Sampad, the rare treasure of the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, he will attain the essence of bhakti, the most tasty aspect of bhakti is prema bhakti. And within prema bhakti, the most tasty mellow, the richest, sweetest mellow is madhurya prema. And within madhurya prema, the most sweetest taste is that of Manjari Bhav, or Manjari Prem. The Mahaprabhu has come to teach us Gopi Bhav, so we can understand the true essence of devotional service by accepting the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. And Gauranga, Gaurangera Dutipad, it also Prabhupada mentions, it means of following the path shown by Lord Chaitanya. The path of Lord Chaitanya is Vaishnava Seva, Jiva Dhoya, Nam Ruchi. Develop a taste for the holy name by serving the Vaishnavas and being kind to all living entities, Jiva Dhoya. Show kindness and compassion to all living entities and serve the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Seva, Jiva Dhoya, Nam Ruchi. In this way, by the blessings of the Vaishnavas, and the favorable feelings of all the living entities, one will attain a taste for the holy name. And through relishing the holy name, one will gradually come to the platform of receiving the full mercy of Lord Gauranga and become qualified to render service in the eternal land of Braja Gokul as in Manjari or other liberated position of Swarup. Gaurangera Madhura Lila Jarekane Pravasila Rida Nirmala Bhava. Rida Nirmal Delodhar. If we want our heart to become Nirmal, we want our heart to become clean and pure, then we must absorb ourselves in the sweet pastimes of Lord Gauranga. Jarekane Pravasila. We must take to the movement of Krishna consciousness. Gaurangera Madhura Lila. So this is the point, that the sweet pastimes of Lord Gauranga are accessible to all the conditioned souls. Because Lord Gauranga does not accept offenses. And moreover, it's very difficult to make offenses to the pastimes of Lord Gauranga. Because the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, Sankirtan pastimes, they're in the mood of Dasya Bhav and Sakya Bhav. Whereas if one tries to approach Radha Krishna Madhura Lila just straight away, without the mercy of Nithai and Gauranga and Guru, then that person will become offensive. They will become offensive and actually lose the great treasure that's available there. Therefore, it says Gaurangera Madhura Lila. Tarekanari Prabhashila. So the sweet pastimes of Gauranga, they're very wonderful to hear about. And they purify. Hridaya Nirmala. They make our heart pure. Only in a pure heart can we actually understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Vishaya Charya Kave Shuddha Haviman Kavehama Herabo Sri Vrindavandam. Vishaya Charya Kave Shuddha Haviman. When the consciousness is actually pure, then we can understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So how do we get that purity of consciousness? By serving Lord Gauranga, by visiting Mayapur, going on Prikama, and hearing about the sweet pastimes of the Lord. Gauranga Gunete Jure Niti Lila Tari Spure. Yeah. In other words, Lord Gauranga doesn't take offenses, but Krishna does. So the holy name of Krishna, there are 10 offenses to be considered in the holy name of Krishna. There are no offenses to be considered in the holy name of Gauranga. So in Mayapur, if you take the shelter of the name of Gauranga, you can get purified. It's a Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. So in chanting Hare Krishna, even in Mayapur, there's still, you can be offensive to the holy name. It's not that, oh, now you're chanting Hare Krishna, because the holy name is Radha and Krishna. So the 10 offenses to be considered no matter where you are. So Gauranga's name does not take offense. Radha's name takes offense. Krishna's name takes offense. Gauranga's name doesn't take offense. Gauranga's dham doesn't take offense. So therefore, by taking shelter of this dham and the holy name, we can become cleansed, because the holy name is transcendental. Gauranga is also Radha and Krishna. But Gauranga is a much more merciful form of Radha and Krishna. It doesn't take offenses. So the more we chant Gauranga's name, the more that we can get the effect of pure chanting.
So it's not like another group that has no offenses, you cannot
offend Mahaprabhu, but you can offend the Vaishnavas, and you'll have to pay penalty here. If you offend the Vaishnavas in Navadvip, you also have to pay. And if you offend the holy name, you also have to pay.
So there are 10 offenses to the holy Dhamma,
so again. There are also 10 offenses to the holy Dhamma of Navadvip. So we're very merciful, but we can't. In other words, one might think, well, if Mahaprabhu doesn't take any offenses, then there's no offenses in the holy Dham. You're kind of following that line of logic. But there are 10 offenses to Navadvip, the same ones that are there for Vrindavan. So the idea that one should understand is that the Dham, Navadvip Dham, is very powerful, and we should avoid these offenses. But the Dham also overlooks the offenses. Overlooks. In other words, allows you. In other words, in Vrindavan, when you make offense, you immediately get punished. By losing your bhakti, so many ways you get punished. Immediately. But Mayapur will overlook. The offenses are there. So overlook once, twice, thrice, you make offense, overlook. In Vrindavan, as soon as you make offense, reaction is there. In Mayapur, they'll overlook. But still, you have to consider those 10 offenses. And if you make them repeatedly, 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 then even you'll suffer in Mayapur. That's why there's mention, there's 10 offenses even in Mayapur. To consider Navadvip or Mayapur part of the material world, to consider the pilgrims that come there, ordinary residents, to do business while living in the holy Dham, those are all offenses. Dai Gaur. Dai Nitai. Bolo. So the mercy here is especially the holy name. That's why they're always, you know, the Lord Shiva, he says, for those that die in Rudradweep, if you have the opportunity to die in Rudradweep, he comes to you at the time of death and he shouts in your ear, Gauranga, Gauranga. So by hearing that pure name of Gauranga from Lord Shiva, then one can get actually free from all his sins and attain the Nityanamadri spiritual world.
Rudradweep is the site for the temple of
Radha Madhava. Yeah, yeah. You know, like this is Antardweep. We're in the island of Antardweep. Yogapit is considered Antardweep. Antar means inside, like Antar. Bahir Krishna, Antar Radha. Antar, Bahir Radha, Antar Krishna.
What does
Antardweep represent? What's the Antardweep? Chigamaru. It's something like, I think, in the book. I think it's prayer. Vandanam. It says that Mahaprabhu's name does not take, Lord Chaitanya does not accept offenses. So those that Kali Yuga resonance, they take shelter of Mahaprabhu's name and quickly attain prema, quickly attain the mercy of Radha and Krishna. And attain the eligibility to actually chant the holy name of Radha and Krishna purely. The Gauranga doesn't take offenses, but there are 10 offenses against the holy Dham of Navadvipa. So he'll overlook those, because he's a very merciful Dham, but if you repeatedly have that mentality, offensive mentality, then it actually must suffer. Whereas in Vrindavan, the 10 offenses, you immediately have to suffer. There's no compensation, there's no dispensation, there's no overlooking. Not, moreover, in Vrindavan, you get 1,000 times the reaction. Right? We hear that. You get 1,000 times the reaction. Yeah. For your good things and your bad things. So that's why you can really make a lot of advances there if you don't offend. But if you make offenses, you can really go backwards. Or in Mayapur, you just get blessings. I never heard anything about Mayapur where you make 1,000 times advances. But generally, the whole dhams in general, holy dhams are like that. You make so much advancement. But the main thing is you don't get so much punishment. You get mercy. This is Audarya Dham, overflowing generosity, kindness, and mercy.
Represents the
coming
Christmas
time. Oh, Sakya Bhav. Yeah, Atmana Vedanam. That's the last point. Yeah. So the Panchatattva temple is an island, so the Panchatattva is Antardweep. Then the way the islands move, then Radha Madhava are in Rudradweep, and most of ISKCON is in Rudradweep. It's I think part of the Goshala where she stays, Goshala or maybe a Gurukul or something is also in Antardweep. Yeah, surrendering everything. I remember hearing like that. I was staying over there, and they said, "So this is working, is all flipping over the wrong side." No, it just has to be properly fixed. So this is Antardweep, surrendering everything. So when we come here, we want to pray to Lord Gauranga that we can come to the platform of surrendering everything. You know, give up our lusty desires, greedy desires, envious, all our bad qualities, and actually surrender to the pure service of Lord Gauranga. Definitely we want to be very attentive and very prayerful in a begging mood when we live here in Mayapur. Because one who lives in Mayapur, the proper consciousness to actually make advance, and otherwise it just, nothing really happens. Let's read some pastimes in Lord Chaitanya. The secret of pure devotional service rests in those who take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's holy place. For my Lord Hari, his transcendental form, filled with the nectar of splendid divine love, assumes the role of Sri Radha. Wandering in Navadvipa Dham is the best of all opulences, and the best of all religious principles, the best of all kinds of worship, the best of all perfections, and the best of all glories.
Jai, Vishnu Priya Lakshmi Priya Ki Jai.
Donabad. So wandering around in Navadvipa Dham is the best of all opulences, the best of all religious principles, the best of all kinds of worship. Now this, we're in the island of Antardweep, which represents Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's yoga pit lies in Sridhar Mayapur, which is in the center of Antardweep, which is in the middle of the nine islands. In Dwapara Yuga, after stealing Krishna's cows, Brahma did penance here. Krishna appeared here as Gauranga and gave Brahmantara secret teachings about Radha and the Sankirtan movement. Within the 32 square miles of Navadvip, which is Vrindavan, there are nine islands which form an eight-petaled lotus floating on the water. In the middle of the eight islands, which are the petals, lies Antardweep. So this is like the center. It's also an island, but then there's eight islands around it. And within Antardweep lies the very center point, Sri Mayapur. The eternal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya took place within the area of Mayapur. Because the Panchatattva are seated at the yoga pit in Mayapur, it is the most glorious of all places. Mayapur is non-different from Gokula Mahavan of Vraja. In the southern portion of Mayapur, on the banks of the Ganges, near its junction with the Saraswati, is a grove called Ishodhyan. And that's far as, well, it's also considered a run all the way. May that forest be the place of my eternal devotion. O residents of Navadvip and Vrindavan, quickly establish me in Ishodhyan, the abode of the Lord. That is certainly within your power, for it is your place. I am simply a servant, and by assisting in your service to their lordship, I may attain residence in the Dham. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Navadvip Bhavataranga. When will I wander in the beautiful forest of Navadvip and fall unconscious upon beholding the wonderful youthful form of Lord Gaura dancing happily with his associates? My life and soul is Lord Gaura's home in Mayapur, where he performs his blissful pastimes of youth. The ground is soft to the touch, and it is illuminated with the effulgence of many gems and filled with various playful animals. Splendid trees covered with creepers and fragrant flowers emit pleasing music from their resonant birds. That's Antardweep. Let's read some pastime. Anything about Lord Chaitanya yesterday? Yeah. It's been nothing. Hmm. 108 things of Lord Chaitanya. Oh, great soul, it is recommended that in the morning one faithfully approach and recite this transcendental sin-destroying prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of thus will feel the awakening of ecstatic loving devotion unto Lord Hari. Of this there is no doubt. We have another book, I guess. Let's chant this prayer. 108 names of Lord Chaitanya. Pravakshyami Devadevam Jagadgurum Namna Mashtotara Satam Chaitanyasya Mahatmanaham Vishwambaro Jita Krodha Maya Manusha Vigraha Amayi Mayinam Seisho Baro Jesha Vijotamaha Jagannatha Priya Chutaha Chitri Bhakta Mahamanaha Lakshmi Kanta Shachi Putra Premado Bhaktavatsalaha Dvija Priya Dvija Varo Vaishnava Pranayakaha Dvijati Putaka Shanta Shivasa Priya Ishvaraha Tapta Kanshna Gauranga Simha Dvivo Mahabhuja Kita Vata Rakta Vata Shadbhuja Uta Chatur Bhuja Dvibhuja Chakada Pani Chakri Padma Daro Malaha Pancha Janya Dara Sangi Jainu Pani Sarottamaha Kamalakeshwara Prita Gopalila Daro Yava Nila Ratna Dharo Rupya Hari Kaustubha Bhushanaha Shivatsa Lanchano Bhashwan Mani Dvik Kanjalochanaha Atanka Nilashi Nidra Lila Hari Guru Priyaha Sunama Gunavaktasya Namo Pari Sudayakaha Achandala Priya Shuddha Sava Prani Hiteratha Vishwarupanuja Sandhya Vatura Shiva Tatsuya
Nisimha Karuna Gupta
Nisimha Karuna Gupta Atma Bhakti Pravartaka Mahanando Natumitya Gita Nama Priya Kavi Arti Priya Shuti Shuro Bhavado Bhagavat Priya Indradi Sabalokesha Vandita Shifanambuja Nyasi Siddhamani Krishna Nyasashrama Pavana Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanya Dandadri Nyasta Tandaka Avadilta Priya Nitya Nanda Shadbhuja Tarsaka Mukunda Siddhido Dino Vasudev Amrita Prada Gadadara Prananasa Adhiha Sharana Prada Akinchana Priya Prano Gunagrahi Chitendriya Adosha Darshi Samukha Madhura Priyadarshana Patapa Vidusam Krata Ramananda Priyadaro Ananta Gunam Sampana Savasir Taika Pavana Akunta Matalo Kesho Bhaktabhi Matarupa Drik Narayana Mahayogi Jnana Bhakti Pradapabhu Piyusha Vachana Priti Pavana Satya Vakshaha Oda Desha Chana Nandi Sando Dhamri Sarupa Drik Yat Patet Patutaya Chitanyasya Mahatmana Sariya Pariyo Peta Shotam Savadanashanam Prima Bhakti Haryo Tasya Jayate Natu Samsaya Asadya Roga Yuktopi Muchyate Roga Sankatat Sava Parada Yuktopi Soparada Pramuchyate Faguni Paramasyantu Chitanya Janavasare Sariya Pariya Bhakya Mahasosam Japanpura Yadyat Pukurate Kamam Tatsadi Vachiralavet Aputra Vaishnavam Putram Labate Natasamsaya.
Okay. I don't mind buying the batteries. I don't consider it a waste because, you know.
I don't want to sell the batteries. I have four batteries in my room. I have them there from top
here. Yeah, they use them. They take them apart. I already told you that. My darling. They pick them up. They use the carbon. They sell the carbon. They use everything. The batteries are dead. Anyway, maybe Krishna will find someone. Krishna would like to see the devotee's anxiety. Maybe someone will find him. And leave you. This is your self-sacrificing opportunity. Oh, great soul! 108 names of Lord Chaitanya by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Oh, great soul! After offering obeisances unto the Lord of Lords, who is the spiritual master of the entire universe, I will now narrate the 108 names of Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga sustains the universe, is victorious over the influence of mundane anger, and he assumes the illusory form of a human. He is bereft of fraudulent behavior. As most foremost of cheaters, he appears in the best of lands and is the ultimate Brahmana. Gauranga is the dearest son of Jagannath Mishra. Gauranga is the devotee of his father, and he has great mental power. He is the beloved husband of the goddess of fortune, the son of Mother Shachi, the bestower of ecstatic loving devotion, and he is very affectionate to his devotees. Gauranga is dear to the twice initiated Brahmanas. He is best among the Brahmanas, and he is the hero of the devotee's life and soul. He worships the Brahmanas. He is peaceful and saintly. Gauranga is very dear to Srivas Pandit,
and he is the supreme controller. His complexion is like molten gold. His neck is like a lion. His arms are very muscular. He wears yellow cloth as a householder and red cloth as a sannyasi. He exhibits a six-armed form and also a four-armed form. Gauranga exhibits a two-armed form, holds the mace, discus, lotus, and he is sinless. He holds the Panchajanya conch shell, the bow, the flute, and the foremost, and is the foremost of the demigods. Gauranga is the lord of the lotus-eyed Lakshmi. He is beloved to all living beings. He is the abode of cowherding pastimes and is supremely youthful. He likes to wear sapphires, silver necklaces, and is adorned with a Kaustubha gem. Gauranga is decorated with the marks of Shivas, and his form is embellished with many brilliant jewels. He has lotus petal-shaped eyes. His majesty is enhanced by sapphire earrings. He sometimes enacts the pastimes of Lord Shiva, and he is very dear to his spiritual master. Gauranga is aware of the attributes of his own holy name. He imparts teachings about the holy name. He is dear even to the lowest of outcasts. His character is totally immaculate. He is engaged in the welfare of all living beings. Gauranga is the younger brother of Vishwarup. He incarnated during death. He wants to cool the burning sufferings of living beings. His compassion is limitless. He is very secretive. He preaches devotion unto the true self. Gauranga is absorbed in the greatest bliss. He behaves as a dramatic actor and is fond of dancing, singing, and chanting the holy name. He is a learned scholar and a poet. He is dear to those who are suffering. He is meticulously clean and spotlessly pure. He confers ecstatic loving emotions. He is intimate with the great devotees. Gauranga's divine lotus feet are worshipped by Indra, Lord Indra, and all the rulers of the various heavenly planets. He is a crest jewel of renunciates. He is the all-attractive supreme personality of Godhead. He is a purifier of the renounced order. Gauranga is the all-attractive living force of all creation. He carries the staff of the renounced order and also abandons it. He is dear to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the divine madman. He shows his six-armed form to Nityananda. Gauranga gives perfection to his devotee Mukunda. He behaves with meek and humble mannerisms. He gives nectar to his devotee Vasudeva, the leper. He is the lord of the life of Gadadhar Pandit. He removes the distress of his devotees. He bestows ultimate shelter to his devotees. Gauranga is dear to those who possess nothing, a kinshin of Priya Prano. He is the life and soul of all creation. He accepts only the good qualities of others, Gunagrahi Jitendriya. He is victorious over the influence of material senses. He is blind to the faults of others. He has a pleasant face and is supremely sweet. He is very precious to behold. Gauranga delivers Maharaj Prataparuja from obstacles. He is the beloved of Ramananda Roy. He is the spiritual master of every living being. He is endowed with limitless good qualities. He is the soul purifier of all places of pilgrimage. Gauranga is the lord of the anxiety-free spiritual world and of all material planets. He assumes different forms according to the desires of his devotees. He is the supreme shelter of all living beings. He is the greatest performer of yoga. He imparts intellectual knowledge of devotion. He is the lord and master of all. Gauranga's words emit showers of pure nectar. He is the savior of the earth. He speaks truthfully. He can endure all forms of misery. He delights the people of Orissa. He embodies the form of all universal nectar. One who chants this prayer between 6 and 8, 24 will feel the awakening of ecstatic loving devotion unto Lord Hari. Of this there is no doubt. Even if one is afflicted with an incurable disease, one becomes free from all danger of the ailment. Even if one has committed all types of offenses, one becomes free from their effects. Jagannath Mishra called his divine son Vishwambar, and Mother Shakti called him Nimai. The name Gauranga was given when he took sacred thread, Brahman Diksha. At school they called him Nimai Pandit. His devotees called him Gora, Prabhu, and Sri Gauranga. His last name was Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His last name. That's our clock. It's 8 o'clock. His
His last name was Sri Krishna Chaitanya, because he was engaged in awakening Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, in the hearts of all men. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gauranga, is full of bliss, he attracts everyone's heart. That is his extraordinary nature. Supremely blissful, he can make the living entities also blissful, just as a wealthy person can make someone else wealthy. Gauranga fills everyone's heart with wonder. That is the sign of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's stand this little prayer here. After the disappearance of Lord Gauranga, it was Lord Nityananda Prabhu who revealed the true nature of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu to the world. Raising his hands in the air, Lord Nityananda distributed unlimited mercy by preaching, "Come, spirit souls of Kali Yuga, give up this hypocrisy. Just accept the pure ecstatic love of Sri Gauranga. Give up the troublesome paths of karma and jnana, which aim only at physical and mental comfort. I will give you unlimited happiness without trouble, loss, pain, or payment. Just shout the name Gauranga, 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 and dance with abandon. The happiness that I am giving is beyond compare. This transcendental happiness is pure, positive, ecstatic, eternal, spiritual bliss. It is totally beyond illusion." So,
Baja Gauranga, Koho Gauranga, Loho Gauranga, Namore. Baja Gauranga, Baja Gauranga, Baja Gauranga, Namore. Baja Gauranga, Koho Gauranga, Loho Gauranga, Namore. Baja Gauranga, Baja Gauranga, Baja Gauranga, Namore. Baja Gauranga, Koho Gauranga, Loho Gauranga, Namore. Baja Gauranga, Baja Gauranga, Baja Gauranga, Namore. Baja Gauranga, Koho Gauranga, Loho Gauranga, Namore. Baja Gauranga, Baja Gauranga, Baja Gauranga, Namore.
Worship Gauranga, Bhajo Gauranga, worship Gauranga, Koho Gauranga, speak Gauranga, and Loho Gauranga, take the names, chant the names of Gauranga, take Gauranga Naam, Bhajo Gauranga, Bhajo Gauranga, Bhajo Gauranga Naam Re, worship Gauranga, worship the name of Gauranga, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Let's go over to Lord Chaitanya's house under the moon tree. I'll read some more over there. A.M. These are the pastimes of Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga awakens from after resting briefly, washes his face, and sits down with a supremely blissful mind. Gadadhar and all the devotees also wake up and eagerly wait to meet the Lord. While waiting for Mahaprabhu, some of the devotees discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, mingle in his waiter's room, or hold kirtan while clapping their hands. When Srivas Thakur and all the bhaktas arrive, Gauranga embraces them and offers them nice seats. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar, and the others happily proceed to Shuklambara's house near the Ganga. Shuklambara respectfully receives Lord Gaurasundara by washing his feet and offering him a raised asan. Seeing the rows of kadamba trees lining the Ganga and the thousands of peacocks, cuckoos, and buzzing bees, Gauranga became overwhelmed with remembrance of the Yamuna River in Vrindavan. Envisioning Krishna herding his cows in Braj's pastures, Lord Gauranga calls out with great feeling, "O Sridham, Sudham, Stoka Krishna, O brother Baladev." Seeing Lord Gaurahari's condition, the hearts of Gadadhar and the others are overcome with ecstasy as their eyes brim with tears. In this mood, they sport numerous pastimes. Then Gauranga visits the homes of Sridhar. Staying briefly, the Lord laughs and converses with Sridhar. Lord Gaurahari looks like a maddened baby elephant as he walks down the road. Sometimes he shows them different forms, such as Chaturbhuj, Swaram Narayan, Shadbhuj, and others. At one moment, Gauranga goes to Gangadas Murari's home. The next moment, he visits Acharya Ratna's home. In this way, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu regularly visits all his dear devotees during his Purban Leela.
Well, this time in the day, from now until 10 o'clock or 10:30, Lord Chaitanya leaves his home here in Yogapit, and he goes all around Navadvip visiting homes of all his devotees.
giving his darshan, having kirtan, accepting service from them, and enlivens all the residents of just like at this time Krishna in Vrindavan, he's going out with the cows. He's taking the cows out to Manasi Ganga or Govardhan or Kanvan. So with all his associates, all his sakas, all his friends. So Lord Ranga is going out with all his friends, all his associates. And instead of taking the cows out, they're just taking Gauranga out. Gauranga's going out and he's visiting all his friends and having kirtan. The beauty of Vishnu Priya Devi. This is the complexion of Vishnu Priya's body conquers the golden lotus, and her lovely face radiates the splendor of unlimited moons. Bound with golden threads and interwoven with Bakul flowers, her braid plays about her hips. Her wavy tresses look like swarms of bumblebees, and her cheeks sparkle like golden mirrors. Jeweled earrings adorn her ears. A row of tiny pearls interspersed with rubies borders the part in her hair. A red sindura dot, flanked by designs drawn in dark musk, decorate her forehead. Other musk designs decorate her cheeks, and her crimson lips form an enchantingly pleasing smile. Darting here and there, Vishnu Priya's beautiful eyes and dancing eyebrows bring fear to Cupid. A rare and valuable elephant pearl hangs from her nose, which defeats the beauty of a sesame flower. Jasmine garlands and many golden necklaces of different lengths descend from her conch shell smooth neck. The beauty of Vishnu Priya Devi's breasts, adorned with vines, drawn on them, vines, drawn in sandalwood paste and encircled with champak flower buds, put to shame that of golden water pots. Her arms, as graceful as golden lotus stems, are decorated with armlets, conch shell bangles, and other ornaments. These conch shell bangles is what the married ladies wear in Bengal. Her fingers, adorned with beautiful rings, extend gracefully from her reddish palms. A rain cloud colored silk sari, bordered with jari and sparkling jewels, adds luster to her divine form. Vishnu Priya's hips are broad and ornamented, and an ornamental belt encircles her thin waist. Her feet are decorated with red lac dye, jeweled ankle bells, and sweet-sounding anklets. Vishnu Priya Devi's graceful gait mocks that of a royal swan. At the end of night, Lord Gaurachandra rests on a luxurious golden canopy bed inlaid with solid coral. It is decorated with white pillows covered in pure silk, appearing like balls of fresh cream. Long strands of tiny elegant pearls hang from the expansive canopy above the bed. It's a canopy bed, you know, like a brass bed. Ever see brass beds? You know, like, and they used to have them in Europe in the late 1800s, 1900s. The headpiece is all brass, curved like that, and the whole thing is made of brass. And then there's a canopy over top of it. It has like posts that go up like this, and there's a canopy. Canopy means like an umbrella. So around that, the canopy goes over the whole bed, like almost like a roof. It has like a roof to it, about 4 or 5 feet above the bed. And there's all little rows of pearls hanging off the canopy. Very beautiful. Strands of very tiny, elegant pearls hang from the expansive canopy above the bed. Lord Gaura's long arms put to shame the luster of molten gold. His curly locks hang in bunches, and his pearl necklace lies tangled with his jasmine garland. Gauranga's tilak shines splendidly. Enchanting dots of musk and kunkum decorate Gaura's lotus face. Jeweled earrings caress Gaurahari's glistening cheeks, while his crooked eyebrow movements totally vanquish Cupid. Lord Gaurachandra's lotus eyes are closed, and his thick black eyelashes are motionless. Sri Gaura's splendid red lips defeat the hue of bimba fruits, while his slightly smiling mouth enraptures the universe. Numerous necklaces beautify Gaurachandra's broad chest. His very muscular arms, adorned with Navaratna jewels and bracelets, extend to his knees. Sandalwood paste beautifies Gauranga's divine form. Lord Gauranga's hips are wrapped in a very fine white dhoti. His upper body is partially covered by a splendorous chadar decorated with a border of ornate golden flowers. A pure white Brahmana thread adorns his chest. The palms of Gaurahari's hands are naturally reddish like blooming lotuses. Yad shayanotita supayasa prakshalya vakti lakchambujam bhakte shi harinama kirtana pare saradam svayam kirtayan bhaktanam bhavane pichasta bhavane kridandinam vartayat yanandam puravai vastinam ya uruda tam gaudam adyayaham. These are your prayers that glorify the pastimes of Lord Gauranga. These are given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Sri Iman Mahaprabhu Ashtakali Lila Smarna Mangala Stotram. The forenoon pastime. At this time, Gaura gets up from his nap and stretches his beautiful body. Then he washes his lotus face with sweetly scented water. Meeting with his devotees, who are all very fond of chanting Harinam Sankirtan, Gauranga personally tastes and relishes the chanting of the holy names. Thus Gaurahari sports in his own home, or sometimes in the homes of various devotees. In this way, Gaurahari gives unlimited ecstatic pleasure to all the townspeople. I meditate thus on the daily pastimes of Sri Gaurachandra. So we can chant these prayers sometime. They're in the same tune as the Six Goswami's prayer. His meditative devotees should remember Lord Gauranga's Ashtakali Leela before they remember the simultaneously occurring pastimes of Sri Krishna, the moon of Gokul. If someone lovingly reads or recites the Lord's eternal daily pastimes, as they are illuminated in these 10 verses of this prayer, then the Lord is immensely pleased with that person. I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Gaurachandra. We can sing this song when we get another book or a couple more books. In the evening we can play kartals and sing this. It's like Six Goswami's prayer. Ya Shri Manaparana Ke Sahaganais Tais Tadrishe Premavan Tadrikshu Swayam Apyalam Sri Jagatam Sharmani Vistarayam Aramata Aram matata eti pora janata chakshush chakoro dupu matra dwari udekshito nijagriham tam gora madyeyaham. This is afternoon pastime. During the splendidly beautiful afternoon period, the Lord and his devotees become maddened in ecstatic love. Thus they expand ever-increasing waves of auspiciousness to benefit the three worlds. In this mood they leave the gardens along the Ganges bank and travel back toward his home. On the way they satisfy the eyes of all the townspeople, just as the moon satisfies the Chakora bird with its moonbeams. Reaching home, the Lord is lavished with loving affection by Mother Shachi. I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Lord Gaurachandra. And Rupa Goswami also has a Mangala Stotram, glorifying the different pastimes of the Lord. We'll read a little something about the pastimes. He might tell the pastimes. When Vishwambhara was 5 years old, he would sometimes hide one of his boyfriends and then tell the boy's father that he had been kidnapped. I read this before. While the family members were out searching for the boy, Vishwambhara would sneak into their homes and steal sweets for his friend. Once toward the end of his childhood pastimes, Vishwambhara heard Murari Gupta giving impersonal explanations of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vishwambhara openly laughed at Murari, who got angry and went home. Vishwambhara further angered Murari by following him home. Vishwambhara further angered Murari by following him home and passing yours, Murari's eating place. Vishwambhara said, "Murari, according to your impersonal philosophy, everything is Brahman and therefore the same. So then urine is nothing but Brahman." Because Murari is preaching impersonal philosophy. So the Lord wanted to teach him a lesson. "Oh, look, it's all one. Why are you getting uptight if your prasad or my urine is the same?" Of course, in one sense it is. "So then urine is nothing but Brahman. Then Vishnu manifested himself as Lord Ramachandra with his eternal associates. Overcome with astonishment, Murari immediately fainted. Upon awakening, Murari held Vishnu's seat to his head and accepted eternal devotion to the Supreme Person as the Absolute Truth. After finishing his studies at noon, Vishnu would happily bathe in the Ganga. Kicking his feet, he would splash people on the shore and break their meditations. He would spit on them, forcing them to repeatedly bathe for purification. He stole someone's Shiva Linga and ran away with it. After one Brahmin made an asan for Vishnu worship, Nimai sat on it and ate all the offerings that were intended for Vishnu. When someone would chant Gayatri in the Ganga, Vishwambar would grab their feet from underwater and upend them. You know, make them go along. He would make babies cry by throwing water in their ears. After the Brahmanas finished their baths, he would throw sand on them. Unable to catch the swiftly fleeing Lord, the senior pundits complained to Nimai's father. At the same time, some village girls also complained to Sashimata. When we're bathing... No, you read this part.
No.
Yeah. Go on.
I'm just laughing because I remember you reading that on Gopini.
That was funny. I like it. When we're bathing, Nimai steals our clothes. He argues and insults us, and then splashes water on us if we try to return the insults. They try to return you. You girls are... He forcibly steals our fruits and flowers for puja and throws them away. Nimai and his prankish friends hurl sand on us when we come out of the Ganga. He sneaks up behind us and suddenly shouts in our ears. Another girl said, "He spat in my face. He put itchy okada seeds in my hair. He asked me to marry him," said another girl. Hearing these complaints, Shachimata smiled, embraced each girl, and spoke sweetly. "When Nimai comes home, I will tie him up and beat him with a stick. Never again will he make trouble for others." Whoever was thus harassed by the Lord's naughty behavior felt intense spiritual happiness in his heart. So whoever was...